This is Earth Notes. How did Southwest tribal people protect and store their food before the days of refrigeration? They had several strategies to safeguard food against mold, insects, and rodents, including storing food in underground pits, temporary brush shelters, and stone and mud structures and cliff walls known as granaries. In the Tucson area, archaeologists have encountered storage pit walls that were intentionally fire-hardened from the inside, converting clay-rich soils into a pottery-like structure. Ancestral Puebloan, Hohokam, and other cultures used pit houses as well as elevated, rodent-proof stone or mud-and-stick granaries in cliff alcoves, such as the legendary Nankoweap granaries of the Grand Canyon. Baskets and bags likely were used for temporary storage inside houses. Tribal groups often stored food after drying or cooking it. Edible seeds were stored in covered baskets sealed with creosote gum and pottery shard lids. The hearts of mezcal agave and other plants were boiled and pounded into dried slabs. They also dried animal meat and the pulps of pumpkin and squashes. The Mojaves along the Colorado River stored corn in huge granaries woven of arrowweed branches and mesquite beans in plant-lined underground pits. Autumn groups built structures to shade large sumac basket granaries. Interestingly, both sumac and arrowweed have natural insecticide properties, suggesting the intentional use of these plants in granary construction. This Earth Note was written by Carrie Calisay-Cannon and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Melissa Siviny.